Good evening, Audio Boot people. It's another evening. It's about 11:40. Well, it's 11:36, almost 11:37 p.m. Eastern Time here on February 22nd, 2013. And what I thought I would do in this Audio Boot is talk a little bit about things I do like to read slash watch. I'm never really read a lot of books, although my wife and I have been reading a lot of books over the past year and a half or so once we've been on Skype, listening to audiobooks. My wife has a digital NLS player from the National Library Service, from which she plays books, audiobooks. She has quite an audiobook collection that we listen to over Skype. And I've made some suggestions. She's made a lot of suggestions. And we both like reading, like, the mystery stories, like Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. Yes, like, they are for younger readers. Hey, I know I don't mind reading them. I've read Nancy Drew stories with my first wife years ago and always enjoyed them. And when I was younger, I did read Hardy Boys back then. And, of course, Nancy Drew, never thought nothing of it with it being Nancy Drew gearing more for younger girls. But Hardy Boys have always been boys. But I've always enjoyed reading stories where things actually happen in the book. Because I like the type of things I like reading, action and adventure slash mystery. And where things are actually happening. I know a lot of books, they can be dragged out. We listened to a series last year by an author, Diane Mott Davis. That's M-O-T-T. That middle name. And we started reading a series. I think it was Golda. The main character, his name was Goldie. She was a more upscale, or rich, well-to-do detective. Lady detective who solved different cases. Some of them were kind of slow. And the names of them were kind of food-related, but they were all mysteries. Then there was another author, Joanne Fluke, that my current wife, Delma, likes, that we started reading after that. And about by that time, it was about time for me to get married. So I went down there, and then we started reading this Magdalena series. It was about a Mennonite in the Pennsylvania area, or was it Ohio? One of those places, but it was okay, but it actually got where it wasn't as good anymore, because she kind of started getting like she was thinking she was well-to-do and better than everybody else. So there was that, and so we've tried to read like mystery, but lately we've been reading some autobiographies. We read one, Loretta Lynn, the second one, the follow-up to Coal Miner's Daughter, called Just Ain't Woman Enough. And then we read the Ronnie Millsap autobiography, Almost Like a Song. And we just finished reading Reba McEntire, My Story. That was an abridged one, where Reba herself actually reads that. Now we're doing on this, it's the one who knows over Little Women. It's not very interesting. But personally, I don't mind action things, where there's a lot of action things happening in the book, not just talk, and just boring stuff. That is my reading material, such as it is. I've never really been really into reading. You can't really call it reading when you're listening to an audiobook, like listening to audio. Would I do it on a regular, listen to audio on a regular basis? I don't know. I haven't minded listening to the old-time radio shows, though, about the, crime-fighting stories about like Dragnet, Gangbusters, those, The Shadow, The Green Hornet, Boston Blackie, and all those things. So that's just a little bit about the kind of things, movies, actually. I like, as I said, watching action-adventure stuff. I used to like to watch Walker, Texas Ranger. And that was on in the 90s into early 2000. That was with Chuck Norris, who played Cordell Walker. And there was Alex Cahill, the assistant district attorney, who he eventually falls in love with, and they eventually get married. And so that was good. And then back, I used to like to watch Knight Rider, and that was always good. Then police shows Hunter. That was it took place in Los Angeles, and that was like later 80s, early 90s, and then before that was T.J. Hooker. That was earlier 80s. And then, of course, the Dukes of Hazzard, of course. I always like to watch those as well. I've got quite a bit of them on DVD. MacGyver was always good, too, and so that's a little bit about like to what I like to watch and listen to. So thanks for listening, and have a good day, all. Take care, and God bless.